Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hope and Sophie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an influencer has been fined $834 for lighting a fire on Kigari and was warned for flying a drone over a campsite. Campfires on the island are strictly prohibited except in communal fire rings provided by the Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service. Queensland's Environment Department was alerted to the situation by members of the public who saw the social media influencer's YouTube video and reported the illegal campfire. Senior Ranger Chad Holt says the Department of Environment has given 6 infringement notices for illegal fires in the past quarter, which he says is an improvement.
Princess Anne has finished her tour of Australia in Brisbane, laying a wreath at the Gallipoli Barracks for Remembrance Day yesterday. Along with her husband, Sir Timothy Lawrence, Princess Anne also met current and former defence personnel and delivered a brief speech. This is the princess's first tour of Australia since 2022.
In national news, 2 Torres Strait Islanders, Paul Kabai and Pabai Pabai, are leading an appeal to overturn findings that the Commonwealth does not owe a duty of care to Torres Strait Islander people. The claimants have said they are appealing to the Federal Court of Australia to, quote, ask that it take steps that the trial judge felt he was unable to, end quote. Paul Kabai said the Torres Strait Island community was disappointed by the previous court's decision, but hopeful for the appeal.
A Senate inquiry has investigated how governments have managed the South Australian algal bloom and exposes, quote, limitations, end quote. The inquiry, led by the Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, has tabled a 207-page report with a total of 14 recommendations. One recommendation suggests a new definition to, quote, climate-induced slow onset and significant ecological events, end quote. This recommendation comes after the federal government was criticised for not declaring the algae bloom a national disaster and later declaring it a significant ecological event. A separate inquiry will continue in the South Australian Parliament.
In international news, the US Senate has passed funding legislation that will create a path to end its longest government shutdown. On Sunday at Capitol Hill, 8 Democratic senators voted with Republicans to end the debate. This proposed bill would see the government funded until January 30th of 2026. The healthcare subsidies, which sparked debate, will expire at the end of the year. This means that costs of health insurance purchased during the Obamacare program could double or more.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.